Before this episode of Straight Edge Gaming, I just want to wish everyone a safe Independence Day. And before, also, I wanted to pose a question of what would everyone think, since this is a gaming podcast, if I could somehow add, you know, Easter eggs into the podcast somewhere, like a reference to, like, a game or possibly another podcast or anything like that. If you just want to, like, shoot me a message on here or even on Facebook or something, that would be cool, just to find out what everybody's opinion on that would be. Welcome to another episode of Straight Edge Gaming. I am your host, Mr. Straight Edge. And today we are going to go over some games that people thought were, you know, a big disappointment for them, which there's a lot of them out there if you really think about it. And the first one we're going to go over is by Alex on Facebook. He said Anthem, as well as Jeffrey on Facebook, both said Anthem. I've honestly not played any of these games, but Anthem I really remember hearing a lot of, and from what I remember, if I'm thinking of the right game, it to me it looked a lot like, I guess, Call of Duty in a sense, with Iron Man suits. At least from what I remember, that's what it was. I'm probably totally wrong there. But he also mentioned The Division, saying that you could just block doorways and not allow people to play the game, and I've honestly never played that game either. Truthfully, I've only played one game that's on this list, which is the next one that was mentioned by Alex, and he said Duke Nukem. And I'm going to assume he is talking about Duke Nukem Forever. And I remember the hype behind this game was just massive, because I believe it was a 15-year wait to get this game. And as soon as it dropped, it was just god-awful. It was ridiculous. It didn't live up to Duke Nukem at all. Next up, we have Sally from Facebook. And she said Assassin's Creed Unity. I get why people like the Assassin's Creed games, but for me, it's never clicked. But she said that just the bugs and glitches in this game just made it, you know, impossible to play for her. And she said, I believe, that she gave up a third of the way through. Next up is a man by the name of Justin, and I hope I pronounced this last name right, Cimarosa. He said Metroid Other M. And again, I get why people like the Metroid games, but for me, it's never clicked. And he didn't really leave me a reason. I remember saying why this game was a disappointment for him. But also going to another Justin, a good friend of mine, he said Mafia 3. As well as, you know, a comment that was left with that was Sonic 06. Again, I've never played these games, and there wasn't reasoning behind these games, so I couldn't tell you exactly why there were disappointments there. Next up on the list is a good friend of mine, Aaron. And he said Lost Planet. And I remember, I never played Lost Planet, but I have seen people play it. And I remember when I first bought my Xbox 360 back in the day, I remember seeing my brother play Lost Planet, and after I watched it, it was just a bootleg Halo to me. And I know that's probably a really bad way to describe this game, but that's just what it looked like to me. It didn't look fun at all, and after one mission, he just turned it off and said, I'm never playing it again. Next up, we have the leader and host of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. We have Big Cuz. I know, what a shocker there. He said, Legends of Wrestling. Now, again, you know, we're both wrestling fans, and I know this game was horrible. That's why I never played it. And even he said it was just nothing but punches and finishers. And I got to agree with him. From everything I've ever seen of this game, that's really all it is nothing more, nothing less. Next up, we have a man by the name of Chop. And he actually said The Division 2, which kind of caught me off guard, because we had both Division games on the episode today. And again, I've never played either Division game, so I'm going to assume that it's probably similar to the first one that we got from Alex, is, you know, you could just block doorways, keep people from playing and having fun. Next up, we have Matty Ice, the host of both Sports Ball Mania and Dudes Inc. And he said Metal Gear Solid 5. And again, you know, I've not got very much interest in the Metal Gear Solid series. And I believe I said it on a previous episode of the podcast. The only thing I know about this series is the fact that Solid Snake is in the Smash Brothers games. Aside from that, I really don't know anything about these games. Next up, we have Yawn Man. And Yawn Man gave me a surprising entry to this list. He gave me the only video game system on the list today, and that is the Atari Jaguar system. Now, personally, everything I know about this system, and I'm just going to admit it, I know from the Angry Video Game Nerd YouTube channel. There's nothing more that I know about this system besides that. And even then, I couldn't really tell you a whole lot about the system. And last up, we have My Choice. And I thought very long and hard about this. Because I thought about, you know, the Mass Effect series. I thought about Mass Effect Andromeda. I thought about the ending of Mass Effect 3, where there was such a backlash over how that game ended. I honestly thought about Guitar Hero Live. And how that just kind of ruined Guitar Hero for a lot of people. But I think, honestly, my biggest disappointment is, and if you know me personally, this is going to come to no shock, or as no shock to you, rather, it is Borderlands the pre-sequel. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the Borderlands series. I could pop the pre-sequel in right now and play it and have fun. The reason it's a disappointment to me is it's not got as much replayability as the other ones or as much content. If you know these games, you know the idea is basically, in my opinion rather, is to just be as overpowered as possible in that game. Not that making it hard to be overpowered in that game is a problem, but when you can't, you know, find a way to get the stuff you need easily, or at least there's no dedicated way to do it, that's where the problem comes in at, and that's where, you know, the disappointment is, because usually with all the other games, you know where to get stuff, and in this one, you don't. You just have to open a chest, for example, and just hope you get lucky and get something. But that is going to do it for this episode. And I will say, I hope everyone has a great 4th of July, or had a great 4th of July if you're listening to this after. And hopefully we will get to, you know, do a podcast I'm hoping to do with some of the other guys from, you know, When the Bell Tolls and Sports Ball Mania. It's a game I have planned. I'm not sure how it's going to go over, or if it's going to be a great game, or, you know, how it'll work. But we'll just have to see how that works in the future.